1. Trans pain is currently a certainty. 2. Trans beauty is currently an inevitability. 3. When I'm asked about my genitals on a daily basis, it's not my fault when I start getting creative with my answers. Honestly, I should just start telling everyone there's a black hole there, because I could say anything and some theorist would still find a way to prove it doesn't exist. 4. Teenage trans boys look like tiny children for a reason. 3 words. Movie. Ticket. Discount. And you might ask, well, is looking like a newborn really worth it just to get a few dollars off of them? Yes. Straight out of Compton, you're damn right it is. 5. At some point, trans people can't really do much else to piss off the family. I mean, I've literally named myself after a semi-aquatic mammal. In their eyes, I've kinda hit the ceiling for nonsense. If I burn the house down, they'd just be like, eh, as long as you don't ask for any more button-down shirts, we're good. 6. Being trans is being on the best game show in the world. How far can I go before my grandma stops buying it? 1 round for each invasive question, and grand prize is watching the look on her face when I say, actually, grandma, they botched the surgery, and now I have a cactus down there. 7. We know we're different. Not everyone has fluctuation in their back pocket like we do. Not everyone moves like unanswered questions. I mean, look at us. Allow me to recognize how fine we are. I mean, look at our baby faces, or our Adam's apples and painted nails, or our two-hair beards. They can't stop debating us, because our beauty is miles past thesis, and the rest are running to catch up and hypothesize. They keep us on the streets, because our hands are too pure for homes washed in hand-me-down hate. They don't believe us. We don't need them to. Mortals never do seem to believe it when they see magic anyway. 8. We pack our pride like armor, like bigots pack ammunition, like phoenixes pack resurrection. We have too much flight in us to entertain ideas so earthbound. We are a chorus of our own making. Bodies and voices with bliss in the background, don't they know they cannot kill a people who have built themselves? We do not burn like bones do. We are rebirth remixed. Our ashes glitter. The smoke is singing. Even in death or dysphoria, we pick fights with our ghosts. 9. Let them come at us. They will never catch us off guard when we are this trained in transition. We've got endurance like oceans and bodies like water, all fluidity and freedom. We flood towns with this. Why else would they call us a trend unless we were in high demand? Our self-love is nothing short of commodity, of relic, of beaten down and glowed up, of overwhelmed and overwhelming as a consequence. There is nothing more holy than correcting how they talk about your halo. There is nothing more royal than shedding old titles to find new ones that sound more regal. Look at us reign, all us insecure and estranged kids, and still never be cis to save my life, kids. Look at us be, not in spite of ourselves, but because of ourselves. Not in death's face, but behind his back, so we don't give him the satisfaction. 10. This has been your lesson in trans joy.